Hello, everybody, and welcome back to One More Day. This week, we are going to talk about the lovely, lovely things that are grandparents. Now, this was Addie's idea, so I'm going to have her go first. Talking good, bad, the ugly?
I mean...
Or the good, the bad, the geriatric?
I'm trying to remember what got us into me wanting to do this as an episode.
I honestly just remember you going up to me like, we should talk about grandparents.
And no, like, we were in the car and we were talking about something, and like I was telling Connor about something I did with my grandparents or something like that, and I was like, you know what, that'd make a good episode, us just like reminiscing on our grandparents.
Someone else taking care of us.
What?
Reminiscing on someone else taking care of us. We didn't have to be adults.
Oh, on our childhood. I was like, what? So I guess to begin with, I have my mom's parents and my dad's parents are both alive. I grew up with them.
I'm gonna rub it in.
And then, yeah, but you, okay.
Sorry, keep going.
And then my, when it gets to great grandmas and grandpas, on my dad's side, I only ever knew a great grandpa. And then, like, a step-great-grandma. She married him after my other grandma passed away.
Oh, yeah.
I had another grandma, but she passed away a while ago. And I, like, well, I never really saw her, like, at all. But I didn't know her a whole ton. And the grandpa, I don't even know his name, I'm gonna be honest. Then on my mom's side, I had a candy grandma. She was our great-grandma that just always had candy.
Or was she made of
candy? Then...
And, like, your parents just didn't want you to know that she had passed. So they just made a grandma out of candy.
Whatever. And then I had a grandma and grandpa. But my great-grandma passed away when I was younger. I, like, maybe have glimpses of her. Like, I maybe can kind of remember her. But,
like, visions?
My other great-grandpa died when I was a teenager. And then... So I don't have any great-grandpas left. Grandparents left. I don't have any great-grandparents left. Unless you count my step-grandma that married into the family. But that's a conversation for a different time. But I want you to tell me, like, what grandma and grandpas you grew up with. Like, grew up, like, not now.
You didn't say which ones you grew up with. You were just stating all the ones you have.
No, I said the ones I grew up with and when they died. I don't have any great-grandma and grandpas now, but most of them I grew up with growing up, and most of them honestly died when I was in my teenage years, or I didn't ever know them at all.
The only great-grandma I ever knew, I feel like I knew or remember, is my great-grandma June, which is Mariah's middle name is June. I think it was my dad's grandma. I think. Yeah. Then my grandma on my mom's side passed away in 2013. It was in like 2011-ish. Both her and my grandpa both got cancer. Supposedly they both beat the cancer, but then my grandma's came back like super quick.
Oh.
I remember the last time I saw her, I felt bad because I was like scared of her. Mm. Which.
That's always so sad. It's like. You know, you tell your kids, like, oh, it might be...
That feel worse about it at all. Just messing with you.
It's not just your situation. Because, like, I've gone and seen, like, my great-grandma and grandpas. I was close with them. But, like, going and seeing them for the last time as a kid, it's just, like...
Well, I didn't know it was the last time.
I know. But, like, seeing them like that, like, knowing that they're sick and they're not, you know, how you usually see them. You know, it's always scary for a kid, and it's...
And it stinks because you and my grandma, my mom said, would have gotten along so well. Like, she was very organized, very big into baking and cooking. She was always, I don't remember her ever being upset. I mean, she probably was at some point, but I never saw it. I think you two would have gotten along very well. Her, my mom, and Lindsay all look very similar and have a very similar laugh and act very similar. I wonder if I can... Sorry, I'm going to look up my family tree. You go ahead.
You're good. Well, my dad's grandma, I never met her. She died when my dad was...
Would that be considered a drama?
An older adult. Or an older teenager. Not an older adult. What? He's an older adult now.
My password is incorrect. Sorry, keep
going. But supposedly, I look a lot like her. Which means that my dad looks a lot like her. Because I look exactly like my dad. Like, seriously.
It's really scary.
You know, like, those filters that you can, like, make yourself look like a guy? I just look like my dad.
Yeah.
And it's so bad.
Let me tell you, man, that really just makes me want to not kiss you ever. Valerie. I want to get a picture when she was older. Sorry, keep talking. I'm looking for pictures. Where she was kind of older.
Yeah, on my mom's side, we had the Candy Grandma. She lived, like, right around the corner from us, and we went over there a lot.
That's her. It would have been the year before she passed away. That's Emma. Let's find out where she's happy. I mean, she was probably happy then, but it makes me sad. Well, dang, I don't have... Oh, my grandpa looks like stereotypical dad. Like when...
80s dad.
Yeah. Well, darn it.
We go down.
That's kind of what she looked like, but she always... She hated the look of her white hair because, like, someone in her ward told her that it didn't look bad or something. So it was always dyed like a platinum blonde. Oh, looks really pretty in that picture. I'm willing to bet that's Lindsay.
Yeah, she looks like Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Your mom, yeah, in that picture, younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Her, my mom, and Lindsay all just like twins. Really not any. I find it hard to believe my mom did not put more pictures. Sorry, keep
Oh, you're good. Most of my... So, my grandparents lived... like walking distance from me all growing up, within a mile. I rode my bikes to their houses a lot. My grandma and grandpa on my mom's side always had a toy room downstairs. It's actually still there, and all of the toys that I played with as a kid they're still there. And Toby goes and plays with him now, and it's, like, bittersweet. He's, like, so cute, you know? But I remember spending a lot of
Way
time...
to rub it in. Sorry. That was kind of funny, though. Wow, she was only 69. I thought she was older than that. It's weird how now, as you grow up, that doesn't seem old. Also, she was big... huge into state and county fairs, and she like always got best of show. Like, she
with like
and we all,
animals or like
cooking.
Oh, I see that now.
And she always loved doing tongue twisters growing up. If she gave you a tongue twister and you could do it, you had to do it 5 times fast, she'd give you $1. The best one was big black baby buggy bumpers, and to say that 5 times fast. I think that was actually one of the last things she said. I miss my grandma. Now I'm sad. Thanks for bringing up this topic, Addie.
I'm sorry.
I'm just messing with you. It's normal to be sad and miss people. But we'll see him again
someday. It's just... It's so crazy how... Like, sometimes I wish I could just go back to my childhood. And, like, just go back to the times of, like, playing in my grandma and grandpa's yards. And, like, not having to be an adult and know about the drama of family. And
growing up, when I was, like, 10-ish, I guess. I always thought I was older, but I wouldn't have been if that's when she passed away. I would go up there for, like, a month or so at a time in the summer. They introduced me to the Fluffernutters, which are the best thing ever. Peanut butter and marshmallow fluff. So good. And then I remember she made hot dogs, and she, like, put cheese in them. That was really good. Her and my mom make the best egg salad sandwiches ever. And, like, her and my grandpa were always at any of our events that we invited them to. My grandparents on my dad's side weren't, but I always thought it was, like, due to some bad blood. And then when I became older, I learned it was due to some medical things that made them not really want to go out often. That's all I'll say for their privacy. Anyways.
Well, at least...
But, like, we try to invite them to things, and they just wouldn't even show up. But, like, they'd always be super happy when we went and saw them.
Yeah.
So I don't think they, like, hate us or anything. I just... Like, on that side, I could name a couple of cousins, but I don't know if I'd be able to put the names to the faces. Mm-hmm. It always sucked, because I always wanted to be closer to them. They all lived in or around Ogden. And they always did stuff together. And we didn't. So we just never had those closeness or experiences. Like, every Christmas, my aunt and uncle would do a huge Christmas party at their house. And, like, all the grandkids would be playing together and doing stuff. And I'd just be, like, wandering around. Because I didn't even know their names. So, yeah.
And there's quite a few your age, too, is the thing.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were way older.
Because I talked to two of your cousins that had babies at the same time we did with Toby.
See, I thought Lisa was way older than me. Her little brother, Adam, I was close. Out of all of them, I would say that's who I was the closest with. And then I was close with I had a cousin, but I think he passed away. I think... If not, this would be awkward. But I'm pretty sure he passed away. I was close with those two, and then I have cousin. I think. I weirdly would talk to and felt closer to a lot of the older cousins, like the ones that were Lindsay, Kelsey, and Justin Mariah's age.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Heather. Nathan, I can see their faces. I can see all of their faces, but I can't.
It was
can't pull the names.
Like when we got married, it was even before we got married, like while we were dating and stuff, and just kind of discovering more about each other's family. It was like a culture shock to me.
Yeah, same.
That he didn't just know his second cousins and their kids.
Yeah,
and
it was weird to me
cousins.
That you're like, oh yeah, she's like my eighth cousin three times removed, and I love her. I know everything about her. And I was like, why? Why do you know it?
Yeah,
why,
like,
even talk to them?
So on my dad's side,
those are the branches in your family tree that should have got pruned.
On my dad's side, I know all of my main cousins, like my dad's siblings and their kids. But then I know all of my grandma's siblings and their kids, their kids. And I also know some of the cousins that are related to the people that they married.
And that's just too much. Like, I wish that I would have been closer to my cousins and stuff. I mean, I guess I could always start. But
oh,
it feels like too late at this point. But that's too far.
Oh, I can go even farther.
I know
you And can. My Nana's mom, I knew all of her sisters and few of her sister's kids and down farther. Like, I'm still in contact with, like,
but you see,
third cousins.
When removed. Do you get to the point where you just don't care? Like if one comes to you, like, I'm your Nana's mother's sister's son's cousin. If I didn't know them before, cousin.
Then I'd be like, oh, okay. But, like, I grew up with this family, so I care about them. I spent a lot of time with them.
I guess that is a good point.
But, like, my dad was the oldest, so, like, when my mom and dad got married, it's kind of like we do, like, you attend events with the Lott family, like Candace and Jake, mm-hmm. like, because I'm the oldest, and it's just like, I was still attending events with my parents because they were attending those things. I know, but when my mom and dad got married, he was attending events with his uncle, but with his kids. But, like, they just kept going because they lived so close to each other, it was kind of like, oh, why not, you know?
Because sometimes it's too much. No, family is good. To a point.
And so I on feel my like your mom's family trees, side,
like most people's family trees are like the round, like you see like a willow tree or like a tree.
Mine is kind of like yours got like these a pine dead tree. Branches that go up.
Yours is a pine tree or those really 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 tall pine like trees that just keep going and going and going. And there's like spiders.
I guess
them.
Not dead branches, but it has like branches that go out that are like got a few leaves on them of people I know. Exactly. But like on my mom's side, we did end up, I guess not cutting contact, but we don't go to events anymore with my grandma's sisters. Like the events that we, weird. Well, that we stopped actually pretty soon after my grandpa passed away. But like I know a few of their names and I could recognize them in a crowd, but like I don't know them as well. But my dad's side, like, they still have reunions every other year with, like, my grandma's mom's sisters and all of their family. Like, it goes back to...
It's like you have your own little community or cult.
It goes back to my Nana's mom's maiden name family.
Yeah, that's a cult. It's a cult gathering. Just don't drink the Kool-Aid.
But I love it. It was a culture shock when we both met, and I'm like, hey, who's this cousin? And you're like, psh, I don't know. And I'm like, you don't know your cousin? Your direct cousin? Like, I thought that was really weird. I and thought everyone was close to
I'll admit
their family,
that one's pretty weird, but I just, there's nothing I can do to help it. They all lived an hour away from
I
us.
I know, but like...
And I mean,
even so, I was
they
like...
They didn't try to contact us. I mean, it's not my fault. I was a child.
If I get that. But, like, if we lived our life with, like, unless someone contacts... Actually, no, we probably
That is how we do live our life.
No, because people do contact us.
I know, and that's why we respond.
Oh. Actually, no. We put together some events for your family and my family.
That's true. I like planning events. Like, with my friends, I'm the only one to, like, ever be like, hey, let's all meet. And then we do the debaucheries. We play Scrabble, but use
but like,
illegal words.
Most of my childhood was at my Nana's house. Like, every day after school, almost. Like, I was there a lot. Because I was the oldest grandkid, and then my sister was next, and then there wasn't any other grandkids until our brother. So, like, me, my sister, and my brother were the first three grandkids in that family. There were no others. No other people were having kids. Like, so we got spoiled, and we were over there a lot. and we were over there with my second cousins. Yes. Because they were the same age as us. Like, my Nana was the oldest, so it was her youngest sister's kids that I was playing with.
It just reminds me of, like, something you'd hear in Alabama or something.
We were just the same age, so.
Like, Meemaw's out on the porch drinking her...
Well, we do have some accents. It was so funny when we were at Craft Club Retreat. We were talking about all of the accents that my dad and his brothers and my papa have. And they're like, yeah, they're a little bit redneck. Like, I fell asleep.
Oh, that drives me crazy. No, the thing that drives me crazy is when someone say, I see.
Warsh.
I love warsh. Warsh is my favorite. Gotta warsh the dishes. But my least favorite that drives me bonkers is I seen it. I seen a deer the other day, or I went and I seen the movie. I think I'm gonna go seen it. I hate it.
The thing is you were saying this about the warsh, and then after a while you just found it funny.
No, that one never bothered me. I always thought it was funny. I seen it. Or did you guys seen that deer? Driving me nuts. Just say, did you see the deer? Or I saw it. I seen that deer across the road. Sorry, that is one thing that just drives me crazy.
But, because I was so close with my family,
I want to specify, it's not just your family.
Oh.
People I work with say it, and it drives me bonkers.
I don't care if how they talk drives you nuts. I don't care. But because I was so close to my family, that is really important to me for our kids, is being close with their grandparents and their cousins.
And I agree.
They're distant cousins. They're distant cousins. It's when it happens. Like, I like them to know them, but, like, I'm not going to, like, well, they already know them. It's too late for that. Everly, Finn.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all second cousins.
You're right. I take it back.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah. Those cousins, and then, like, Cash, Prue. Like, those would
That's
be their
true.
Second cousins.
That's true.
They already know them.
That's true.
But we're not going to, like, push to trying to... Like, we want them a part of our life, but, you know, it's just hard to get that extended amount of family together. But we actually have a get together in June that I'm gonna take the boys and go down, and we're gonna spend a couple days with my mom's side of the family, like her and her sisters and their kids and stuff. Wait. In Logan.
Oh, that's right. That's that one. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go to, like, the fun park and the water park and just a few things in Logan.
You take them to that
I've already suggested it.
That place. Push your mom in the pit.
There's so many...
push your mom in the pit.
There's so many little kids that
push,
I feel like...
Push Millie in the pit.
I'll push Millie
If you push
in
Millie
pit.
In the pit, please record it.
I'll push Millie in the pit.
Just thought it was,
I'll just be like, hey, Millie, I
just
wanna,
thought it was funny that my mom's like, oh, I'll get out
this.
Easy. And she's like, I can't get out.
As soon as she jumped in, I was gone. Like... She gone.
I could, like, feel the athlete's foot crawling across
it was
my body.
So gross, because we got out and there was just, like, little flecks of it everywhere, and I was like, ugh.
I mean, when I first walked in, I was like, I feel like someone just put their whole foot in my mouth.
Yeah, it did stink.
But it is like a gymnasium.
But I feel like they should require socks.
Yes, but socks can cause you to slip.
And people lose them in the foam pit.
Yeah, so it would be pointless. So, like, I understand why it smells like feet. But they could invest in candles or scentsies.
And, like, I didn't see anyone going around and cleaning things as the day was going on.
I don't think anything was cleaned. The front desk dude just sat with his phone and headphones at the front desk.
Yeah, because, like, at the Discovery Center, like, someone is, like, every half hour they go through and clean what's not being played with. Mm. Like, and it's, like, constant. But, like, no one was touching anything there. And I was like...
It just makes them stronger.
All of us got sick after we went there.
I don't think ours was from that. Because that was a whole week later.
I know, I'm just messing. Most everyone got sick
See,
after going
we're
there.
Stronger. We were strengthened.
We went to a preschool event and got sick.
Yeah, that was fun. That was awful. Oh. I think that's the only time I've ever thrown up so hard I burst blood vessels in my eyes.
Yeah, it's still there. We were supposed to have family pictures today, and I'm kind of glad that we didn't, because now it's going to give it time to actually go away.
I like it. I've named it Billy Bob.
Well, he's shrinking.
I must feed him.
What?
Just punch myself in the eye a whole bunch. But, yeah. You know? I don't got nothing else.
Yeah.
We lived with my grandpa. That's a pretty big thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love my grandpa on my mom's side. I mean, I love them on my grandpa's side. I just don't see him very much.
We lived with them, and I got pregnant while we were there. And I was pregnant there for a while, which means that I was sick there. And now, like, I love your grandpa, and I love seeing him. But I don't know if I could step foot in his house without having, like, major PTSD.
Yeah, I know. It was bad.
Yeah. Like the smell of the egg and toast he made for dinner every single night, I mean, wanted to barf.
That's probably what I would do if I just lived alone. I know, but I
can't even think about it right now.
But I feel bad because my brother ended up moving in with him. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go to all these things with him and talk to him all the time. My grandpa's saying he doesn't even say hi to him. Kick my brother's butt.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't crazy much better, but we did come up and, like, talk to him every once in a while.
We talked to him all the time, and, like, we would go to things with him, invite him to things.
Yeah, we did.
I went to a lot of more things with him than you did, because you were sick.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I got sick pretty soon after a few months after we moved in.
And then Dune was sick, so I was cleaning up your vomit, dog diarrhea. It was awful. Not fun. But I got really good at cleaning out carpets. I tried salvaging our little throw carpet from when you were sick with Cyrus, and that it couldn't be cleaned.
Oh, yeah. My parents are just using it as a wind blocker for their hot tub now.
I don't know if I'd want wind going through that,
it
touching my face.
It doesn't smell. It doesn't smell.
No, it did.
It was bad because it was pizza pockets. There was pizza rolls that I had thrown up on it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. And I felt so bad.
Yeah, Addie had, like, thrown up, then she came and got me because I was working. She's like, I just need you to take them. I'll go clean it up. And I was like, no, it's okay. You go get. She had thrown up on you. You had some on Toby. And I was like, you just go get taken care of. I can clean this up.
And, like, when we got sick this last weekend, we were trying to play D&D, and
I had to keep leaving to throw up.
Yeah, Connor had to keep leaving to throw up, and, like, afterwards he was like, my whole body hurts, I burst blood vessels in my eyes, and I'm like, I threw up, like, 3 times, and I'm fine, but, like, I throw up a lot when I'm hurting. Oh, I heard you.
I was, like, clutching the
toilet seat. And I'm going to be honest and say I didn't know which end it was coming out of.
Oh, the screaming was the front end. was the other end. One feels better than the other coming out. So that was a... Man, we've talked about poop a lot on our podcast.
That episode was kind of everywhere, but hey, we kind of talked about our grandparents.
And poop, and, yeah, I hope you remember
mostly,
the important.
Mostly throw up.
Yeah, that's true. So that was fun. Well, we hope you guys had a good time. Maybe. But yeah, until next week.